Blog Talk Radio.
I have one more. But did y'all see he was spitting on people? That man thought he was Jesus or something. Why was he spitting on them people? And did you see the lady? She came for him. She came for him. I probably would have done the same thing. We're going to fight today. Did you just spit on me? Did you just spit? Did you just spit? I think she didn't notice what he was doing. She probably thought that he was blowing on people because, remember, she was back in the line. And so then when she came up there, she was ready to receive. And then he spit on her, and she began to start fighting him. Y'all, I love me some Jesus, but you're not going to spit on me. I don't know if I can turn my other cheek. I just don't know if I have enough will. Lord would have to help me. He have to come down and say, daughter, don't do it. Because I would have did the same thing. Boop! That would have been my reflexes. Did you just spit on me? Okay, I got one more video, then we're going to comment. But I had to show that one first. I had to. Let's talk about who is Kevin Smith. All right. So, y'all, this right here was a lot. So, the video that we just played, shout out to Television Jamaica and also from Humans of Jamaica YouTube. That was a good video because it kind of gave you the background. But back to this particular pastor from Montego Bay, he actually died in an accident. But he instructed his followers, this was October the 17th, he instructed them to decapitate a female member and ordering them to slash her throat, okay? He wanted to decapitate his members as a human sacrifice. One, because he felt that this particular lady received the vaccine, and also he had something weird about, he built like this supposed ark and told the people to come on the ark to be saved from the coming. And he said that he was actually Christ. So this man was hallucinating. It was just a bizarre situation. It was a nightmare. He told them, you have to die, but but you will rise again because I'm the resurrection and the life. Okay? So he ended up dying in an accident, but three members actually died during this whole thing. When I read the report, the DPP report, they stated that the witness A, he said that he was God in the flesh, so he said, come in the ark before it closed, and before instructing them, more than 100 followers at the church to start throwing away certain items on the property, including wipes and tissues and soap. And while disposing of all these things, 20 minutes later, he told them that that now they need to start decapitating the members and, you know, slicing them. And I read the whole story, but to make the long story short, he handed knives to some of the members, and some of the members were scared to do this and cutting people, you know, killing people. And so he was like, you have to die, but you arise. And so he, at some point where he told one of the members to do it, they refused to do it. So he gave it to one of the other members, which tried to kill the police with a machete once they came to the scene. I mean, this was like a graphic situation. I will have the link to the report in the description. But he built this cult and had these people following this nonsense, willing to kill and, you know, die for him, not the gospel. This had nothing to do with God. This was an actual cult. Okay, and so when the police came, when it was greeted with gunfire, I mean, they had already prepared that this was going to happen. They was ready for the police to come. Some police officers actually were shot and killed, and so it was a huge shootout at a church, guys. And so the DPP reported that he told the people to address him as Daddy, demanding they get permission to go on vacation, warning them against taking COVID vaccine, calling it the mark of the beast, which a lot of ignorant people would say it's the mark of the beast. It's not. I'm sorry. It's just not. He also would punish them. He would do certain things. It was allegedly, let me just say allegedly, and also he would, there was a lot of sexual activity that was going on with both male and female, allegedly. Okay, and so it's a whole report. His bodyguard one of his bodyguards is living, and he's facing murder charges because he was in all of this as well, but he ended up living. And so that's the background on this particular situation. And so we just want to really educate people on being a part of cultish churches. Before we do that, we see a lot of our friends out here. I was giggling a little bit because of the comments. Benny is on here. Benny in the building. You guys know Benny from Fran Talk. He said, hold on a sec. Did he spit on them? Yes, Benny, he was spitting and calling it the anointing. Okay? I guess he got it when Jesus spit on somebody's hand and the blind man was able to see. I don't know what he was thinking, but that was inappropriate. He didn't even do his hand. He just, you know, that's disgusting. Of course, that G's come to church too. That lady wasn't G. That lady was not playing. I would be her in that yellow dress. Please don't play with me. The Lord ain't threw me yet on that one. Do not sit on me. Tay said, I'm irked. Her spirit knew that wasn't right. She said, wait. Wait a minute. And she just went for it. And did you see the guards? I mean, they was manhandling her. That was just excessive. And so Tay said, ain't no way, bro. Benny said, did anyone drag him? I'm asking for a friend. And Cedric said, did he charge them for being late? Yes, he charged them. They knew it. Did you see the people coming up there paying their money? He was charging them for being late. Who was late in the church? He kept a book of who was late. And so we're going to talk about that. Yes, a late fee. Okay, Benny, I'm the friend that needs to know. Tay said, I'm not reading this. Y'all is crazy. But listen, so we end up talking about this. And so we just want to talk about signs that you may be a part of a cultish church. So we're going to read a few. And ladies, y'all step in on the ones that y'all like. I'm just going to read a few. And I got this from a powerful man of God. He posted this, And Keisha Cephas ended up reposting it. And ever since that day, I said, let me go back and just do his, because there's so many I can say. And most of the ones he had on there was what I written down. And I have a little bit extra. But the number one sign that you may be a part of a church that's a cult, and this is from Rodrigo Luna. I want to give a shout out to him. He's a powerful man of God, him and his wife. And his Facebook, he has so much information. He's always dropping nuggets. And so one of them, he said, they micromanage your life. You are not allowed to make decisions without their approval. Their word trumps your personal relationship with God and your ability to hear for yourself. They make it seem like they're the only ones with a certain revelation or movement of God. Go ahead, Prophetess Anna. Which one? With some of those that you agree with as well. Woo. Number seven. Kills you. Yeah, yeah, Nita, yeah, that public humility really stings. That's when you begin to have that church hurt, that unforgiving, that bitterness, you know, when you publicly humiliate it for no reason. So go ahead, Nita. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So listen, y'all can call in to comment on this. We have the lines open now. It's so much to talk about, and we have some more topics, but we had to let you in on this particular subject because I know, believe it or not, one out of three people have been in some type of cultish church that did a lot of these that Pastor Rodrigo talked about. And so one out of three, you know. And so this is actually nothing that's new. People actually join these churches may not be to this extent, okay, where you're killing somebody. But, however, you've been a part of the church where they kill your spirit, okay. And this right here was awful, awful. That's why you have to be careful who you are up under. That's why you need to be attentive to certain little things. One of them said they demand you to sacrifice for them. Money, time, excessive services, events, lives. You don't give as you feel led. You give as they demand. There is unhealthy, excessive emphasis on honor. The problem is the way they understand honor is actually a form of idolatry. They call it the honor code. You should do this. This is honor, and if you're not, you're rebellious. It's a sin of witchcraft. They tell you Jezebel. They want to kick you out the church. They also tell their members don't associate with them if they leave the church. That's a cult. and everybody is against you. You can't reach out to nobody that don't belong to the church anymore because they're rebellious and they're Jezebel. That's the devil and it's a lie. Also, anyone who disagrees with them and have a difference of opinion is called immature, disrespectful, unsubmissive, and rebellious. That one right there, that happens a lot. You cannot speak. They say you're speaking against authority and don't rebuke an elder because you disagree with their foolishness. That's not God. That's a cultish church. You have your own mind. God did not take your will. God did not take your will. So why would man? He don't take your will. He don't. So why would man tell you you can't speak up, you can't talk, you cannot disagree? The devil is a liar. Also, they have a ride-or-die loyal following. That scares me when I see this. Ride-or-die loyal following. Whether you're wrong or you know, you building cults, you need to follow them. You're ride-or-die. Some of the people I read, some of the people that was a part of this cult, to this day, they believe and honor this man. To this day. Everything that he done, they taken up for him. Everything. Is it another one on there, ladies? So, go ahead. Did you realize it then, or are you just now realizing reading these?
My God, and missed it. Come on. That's not your character. Come on. Come on.
It's off. Come on. Absolutely not. Come on. No, come on. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's still the same. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, one thing I want to say, because there's some leaders out there that actually doing this and don't know, right, because they have been raised to do these very same things, they tend to duplicate. That's why the Bible says, and I say this scripture all the time, people don't get tired of me, that they go overseas and they bring converts, but then they train them to be worse than what they are. They train them to be hellions. That's Bible. And so they begin to do the same thing. They duplicate what they are, and so now they doing it and don't know that coaches' behavior, there's no way that you will put a spirit of fear in somebody and say, you're going to die if you leave. Or you call them Jezebel because they're questioning your teaching and your doctrine. And so a lot of people that's up under these cults, they are living in the spirit of fear. And the ministry will release word curses and evil judgment against those who leave the ministry. That is spiritual witchcraft. So if you're doing it and you don't know you're doing it, stop and repent. Pharaoh, let God's people go. Because that's what it is, a spirit of Pharaoh. And it's not God. And if you're out there a part of this ministry, you hear a lot of these. You can go actually on Pastor Rodrigo's page and see this. And I put it also in the description. If he got about 32 different points of how you know that you're a part of a cult. And so if you're doing this, stop now. There will be judgment. Because it's people that's now young in faith that you have offended. And if you don't know you're doing it, it's time that you can repent now and stop doing it. Get delivered from this strong Pharaoh spirit. It's another thing that it said. It said that scripture is perverted. They literally pervert the scripture and use it for their advantage and having the people think that it's right. One of the scriptures they use, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. You use that scripture to put a spirit of fear in people? Them people is not against you. It's talking about the enemy. Not people. And so you're literally using that scripture to cause the people to bow down to your neck. It's the devil. Cedric just said, talk to build an altar for man, but not for God. Yes, the altar of our heart needs to be set on fire for God, not man. Yes, repent. And so it's a lot of you out there. I just want to speak to the heart of those that's out there that's literally dealing with this. God is going to deliver you. Just say yes to God. I cancel the soul ties that's on your life. Break it. Destroy the yoke off them now, God. In the name of Jesus, set them free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Remove yourself from this whole organization, this church, this cult. Remove yourself immediately. Now it's time to heal. You probably don't even go to that church no more, but you're still dealing with bitterness, unforgiveness. Let them go. Once you let them go, then God will do it. He said, you don't have to repay. Let God repay. They have to answer to God, and they have to be set free. And God don't play about his people. His youth, he says, better for you to tie a millstone around your neck than offend the little ones. That's how important you are to God. God don't play about you. And so, with that being said, do y'all have something to say on this one? Come on, ladies. Come on. Y'all too quiet tonight. Come on. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Come on. He's not. Just dropping dead. Listen. Bro, it's Anna. Girl, she just got lit. Didn't she need her? Come on. Because, listen, I know for a fact I have been through it. They tend to tell you. I remember one told me my husband wasn't my husband. 17 years later, who I married with. Because they did not want me to leave their church. Because, listen, when I first got saved, I didn't understand tithes. We wasn't raised in the church. We did not go to church. We did not have we did not have Jesus at all. And so when I first got saved, I was so like, oh, my gosh, this God, I love this God. So I joined the church, and I would just be moved. I'm a giver. That's one of my love languages. You know what I'm saying? So not only do I love to receive, I love to give, right? Even though, you know, I'm going to tell you something. You know, when people do be like, here, I'm going to get a C, I'll be like, ugh, because I feel like I'm the person who's supposed to give, but God's dealing with me with that. I need to, you know, receive. But anyway, I would literally give chunks of money and just put it in the offering. And so this particular cult told me that even the secular business I was doing, that it was right just so that I can continue giving chunks of money to the ministry. And then when I said that I'm about to get married, they hated me. That's of the devil. God didn't tell you that your husband, this is what those cultish type of ministries would do. Tell you that God is not speaking to you. God speaks to them first. Then they will deliver the message. Who do you think you are? This is not the time back in the day when he only spoke to the priest. The veil has been ripped. We can come to the Father now. If we go to Jesus, if we pray in Jesus' name, we now have an advocate with the Father. We don't need them. You see the priest, they'll have bells on and go down and try to think that they can talk on our behalf because they were unclean, they died. We are in a different dispensation. So why would I need to go to you, the pastor, the priest, to tell you to talk to God on my behalf? I have open access to my Lord. But the cult behavior tells you that you ain't hearing from God. That ain't God. What the devil? So you mean to tell me that we both love Jesus, we're supposed to be saved, and you mean to tell me you Jesus then? You go to God on my behalf. This is what the cult would tell you. They would tell you you don't go on vacation, you can't have family time. They even tell you not to be with family. They'll tell you forsake your family. You don't need family. We your family. They'll tell you that you're supposed to forsake all for the kingdom. You don't even have time. Oh, my God. You don't even have time for yourself. And that's foolishness. You can't be with family. You can't go to the movies. You can't go on a date. You can't do nothing. That is a cult church. Run fast. Disconnect from it. It ain't of God. And we cancel the assignment of Satan to try to tell you you're going to die if you leave the ministry. The blood is against you, Satan. Take your hands off of them, Pharaoh. Pharaoh, you're going to let God's people go on tonight. Some folks need to be delivered. We have to talk about this because there's too many cults out there. You have to dress like them. Let me tell you something. It's religious spirits as well. It ain't just cultist churches. You have to dress like each other on different anniversaries. stay in it and persevere because it ain't your time. God has already spoken. He do not want you to be a part of a cult. Especially if you're worshiping man, because that's what you're doing. It's idolatry. And it's not of God. And this is why these people was led. Who was that? Was it Jim Jones or whoever he was that he led all these people to death? These folks are drinking blood. They're doing all type of stuff in honor of this man. Somebody, he was Jesus. Jim Crow, yeah. What the devil? So you guys need to be very careful. This man and kill people. These people would worship this man so much. They were given, because they was late, they had to get his money, this man fees and money because they was late for church. Yeah, this is crazy to me. But it's happening now. This is happening not just in Jamaica. It's happening here in the U.S. All over the globe. So, we're not going to be with y'all long. Did you have something to say, Nita? I can go on and on about this. Jim Jones. Yes, Miss Deborah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Run. October the 17th. Yeah. Instead of honor, come on. Come on. Come on. Bitterness, resentment, yeah. That is important. And so, y'all, that was sad, and we definitely want to pray for them. Listen, we're going to have the lines open for just a few. And so go ahead and call in. Let us know what you think. Go ahead and call in. We want to hear from our friends. So call in. We have another video. So while we're doing this, go ahead and call in. I'll put you on hold, okay? We have one more video. And this was definitely eye-opener, and I have a lot of commentation on this. This was something. So let me go ahead and play this last video. Guys, go ahead and call in, okay, because we want to hear from you, friends, all right? Y'all got a lot to say in these comments. Go ahead and call in, too, okay? Y'all got a lot to say. I see you out there. Is that our sister? Yes, Sierra, Sierra, prophetess, Sierra in the building. Jezebel spirits, we just talked about these controlling demons. Yes, that's what it is. And Benny, we want to hear from you too. I know you got a lot to say. And so let me go ahead, y'all, and play this video. And we're going to commentate on this. Y'all going to be shocked on what I got to say about this. So let's go ahead and play it. This was one subject that I was like, man, come on. You know, I was really rooting for, you know, black-owned businesses, you know, and not that I'm just rooting for black-owned businesses, any woman business, a female that's an entrepreneur, you know, that's doing their thing, I root for them. You know what I'm saying? Any woman, because of course, you know, with our past, it was more of men owning businesses, you know, building families. But Ruth was an entrepreneur in the Bible, you know. And so I root for the women that's owning businesses and black owners, you know, because we came such a long way. And so when I saw this, Nita, you were the one that sent this video. And I was like, ah. Come on, you know, like, why, you know, worship the ancestors. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But Nita, what you have to say, starting with you?
It's okay. I don't care. Boom.
Yes. Yeah. 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 And now into your house. Yeah. Yeah. For natural products. What? I didn't know what was going on there. Yeah. Guys. Yeah. Yeah. They're resting. They had a resting place. That's okay. That's all right. Yeah. So listen, we have a caller, number ending in 9912. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Ben, calling from PA.
Is that our Ben? Can y'all hear Ben? Okay, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, Ben. Okay, say it again, Ben.
Hello, ladies. My name is Ben, calling from PA.
Can y'all hear him? Hey, Ben.
Hi, ladies. I wanted to make a comment regarding...
Can y'all hear him? Talk to us, Ben. I know you got a lot to say.
I always got a lot to say. But I wanted to make a comment regarding the cultish church. And for me, it is really grieving to see these sort of things happening, because it just shows that the body of Christ, the saints, are not even reading their word to know that even the character of God. And so for me, that I've been saved only for 2 seconds, it doesn't take much for me to try to overthrow somebody from the pulpit. And so for my question is, how do you even deal with these sort of quote-unquote leaders leading saints into the wrong path in the right way? Because it just my mind just turns.
Listen, Ben, this is one of the things that I'm gonna be honest with you. When I was a part of that, I knew something was wrong, right? And I'm gonna be honest with you. When I first got saved, I was already a fighter. So you mix that with a warrior for Christ, right? And so God knows, you know, he knows you're going to be warriors because probably prior to your salvation, you was a fighter. You was real out here. You know what I'm saying? And so I was. You know, I got kicked out of every public school, okay, in St. Louis. And so I already had this chip on my shoulder when I got saved. I'm like, you know, wow, you know, this is God. This is good. And then I start seeing these errors in leadership. So I didn't understand. I just knew it was wrong, you know, but I didn't understand, like, what is this? You know, like, how do they do this and say they are, you know, Christians and leaders? So I didn't understand. I was a babe. And so to me, this is not to me. This is Bible, you know. But if you see error in leadership, one, the Bible say don't rebuke an elder, but that scripture, they take it out of context. Okay, if you see some error, have a meeting and say, this is what I'm seeing and this is not right, especially if you called a prophet, because you are a mouthpiece for God. God reveals things to his prophets before he even releases it openly to the people. And so if God tells you something concerning this ministry, then you yourself is held accountable to go tell them, listen, this is not right. This is not God. Be free. You get what I'm saying? And don't be afraid, because what they going to do? You just walk it out. Okay, they don't believe you. Wash your hands and keep it moving. But now, being that we know better, okay, I know better now because I didn't understand it then. This is when, if I see it, I have to address it. If I'm a part of it and know you, I'm going to have to address it. I remember sending someone an inbox telling them, repent for your ways. This is not God. They got it, and it's on them to take heed. It's not up to me. I ain't releasing now, you know. And so it's a lot of people out here that's dealing with this, and you a babe in Christ, but one thing about it being, you know God. You have discernment. It's a lot of people that's out here don't have no discernment, don't even read the Bible for themselves. Whatever that preacher say, they listen.
Right.
But God has shielded you from that. You only being saved for a couple of years, he shielded you from that because he know that you crazy too, bitch. In the spirit, you ain't going to take that. You're going to be like, now, wait a minute. You know, now, wait. You know, and so God protected you from that. But at the same time, if you see it, you have to say it. And people like that, they just as mean. How you going to be mean to the people when you a prophet?
That's what I'm saying, because a lot of these ministers are mean. And so then they have somebody bold stepping to them and trying to, you know, be like, hey, you're doing something wrong, or you're not doing it the proper way. And then they come out with the scripture, touch not my anointing. That just gets on my nerves. I'm just going to be serious.
I would say stop using that. Just stop. Just stop using it. You're using it out of context. Just because somebody's telling you, hey, something's wrong, you don't have to be mean like they are. You just tell them, hey, this is what this is what the Lord is telling me. Release the word. They don't have to be mean. They know it's
some
right.
of them
That's
mean, you know.
Yeah, just mean, just hateful. That's not the spirit of God. Go out on people. Who are you to talk to me? I talk to God. The devil's a liar. You will suffer. You will die. Touch not my anointing. No, that is the devil. That is not the spirit
Amen.
Of the Almighty God. He's a loving God. He rebukes in love. He rebukes in love. In love. If your spirit ain't right, coming up to a person rebuking them, that's not God. You're just going up to them angry. That ain't God. When Jesus even dealt with adulterous women, he first dealt with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the accusers. And then he said to her, now go and sin no more. Okay? He didn't go, you know what that is so nasty. Get your butt over there. That is not right. You know what I'm saying? Now go and sin no more. He did. It was exclamation. correction. Now, he did rebuke her and say, listen, I'm going to sin no more. But he wasn't ugly with her. He didn't curse her either. So, yeah. Benny?
Amen.
Anything else you would like to say?
No, that was it, because I really wanted to know how to handle. I know that we're approaching a season of the remnant being pushed out by God himself. And so, you know, there's a lot of bold leaders out there, but, you know, there's a lot of bold remnant that's coming out too. So I'm wondering how we're going to deal with this, because it might just get ugly in these streets.
It may just get
and
ugly.
So,
let the chips fall where they lay. Let the chips fall where they lay. We have to be obedient. He's raising up such a leader. He's raising us up. He's taking the people from the back and bringing them to the front, because he's about to turn over tables. And those that's out here neglecting the call, doing what they want to do, the goats, the wolves, he's about to uncover them, and he's about to unfold. He's about to release, and he's not playing. So it's time out for playing. It's time to repent.
Amen.
You got leaders doing everything up under the sun. You got leaders. And you know, I'm so sick of people, all these new, I'm a prophet. So you don't want to be evangelist. God didn't call you to pastor. Some of them talking about they prophets and you evangelist. Stop. You just want a title to do what you want to do. Sit down. You're not even obeying God. Your lifestyle don't even line up. Because your gift going to take you where your character can't even keep you. Sit down and worship at his feet. God didn't call you to be that, and you know it. But they want the biggest title. Ain't no biggest title ever. You want to be something you ain't. Come on.
Wow.
You didn't want.
Come on. Thank you, Brandy, for clarifying some information. Thank you, ladies, for being and talking about this topic as well. It's very well needed.
Yes. Come on. Well, we love you. You know we love you, Ben. Can't wait for next season. Friend talk.
Love you, too. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. Love you. What you say, Anita? Oh, yeah. I ain't going to even say that. But they did. They got ordained online. Ordained online. 5 minutes. That's all you got to do. You print it out, then you go marry somebody. Yeah. Go sit down and talk to God. Whom he called, he qualified. You don't have to make up a title for yourself. It's already in you. He'll put you when it's time. Sit down and marinate and cook for a little bit. Cook for a little bit. And so we just played a video, and you guys, I got the lines open for about 10 more minutes. Go ahead and call in. If you're on hold, we'll still let you in after 10 minutes. But we just talked about this, and one of the things that the honeypot, and Nita mentioned this, but the worshiping of ancestors called, and worshiping of the dead, period, is called necromancy. And what necromancy is the practice of communicating with the dead, especially in order to predict the future or communicate with them to give them a word, just like building this product. I'm very proud of what, you know, a lot of the black culture is doing. They're building, they're planting, they're making money and businesses. But the way they're going about it is not good. And a lot of them is really unlearned that I'm low. Okay. A lot of them is really, really unlearned. And so what happens is they go out here and talking about they talking to ancestors. A lot of them don't know what that means. Because believe it or not, in our black culture, if you derive back even in our ancestors, they did witchcraft. Okay. They dibbed and dabbed in blue magic, black magic, you know, voodoo, you know what I'm saying? And if you have ancestors from New Orleans and, you know, Nigeria, Africa, they dealt with witchcraft. And a lot of it was unlearned. This is their culture, okay? And so a lot of these people saying they worshiping the dead, as Nita said, that's a familiar spirit. That's not God. And so we have to be very careful with this, even the New Age movement. When the scripture, if they conjure up these mediums
in the spirit of a deceit. If you look at Samuel, we talked about this last week, where even with Samuel, Saul, he called upon the medium to talk to him, and he wanted to hear again from Samuel because he knew he was about to die. And then he knew it was wrong. He disguised himself. So she didn't even know she was even talking to Saul. So he knew he was wrong. There's a lot of people out here know that it's not right with God, but they feel like they have activity with the spirit world, and they made riches off of it, so it must be right. No, it's not. It's demonic. It's all through the Bible. We talked about this, and even in Deuteronomy 18, it said the nations you force out listen to people because you listen to people with magic and witchcraft. The Lord would not let you do those things. The Lord your God would give you someone, a mouthpiece from God, but instead you want to go conjure up demons and spirits. You want to go conjure up the dead. And he said, do not do witchcraft nor magic, nor do signs. It means signs and wonders. It's not of God. In Leviticus, he even told them, don't turn to psychics or mediums for help. And so a lot of these people doing it in ignorance, but a lot of these people doing it knowing what they're doing. And when I watched several videos of this particular person, these are some things that she practices, and she knows she thinks it's right. She said she worshiped the dead. She worshiped ancestors. That's not God. You can try to pack it up and make it seem like something that is really not, but it's not God. And if we out here still supporting this mess, even people, let me talk about this too. Manifestation. Let's talk about the New Age movement. Because I'm kind of getting a little annoyed by it when it's coming from the saints. The world can do whatever they, hey, that's the world, okay? God will deal with them. But I'm talking about you that saints, talking about manifestation without doing it without God. One of the things that I see, manifestation, definitely when you're doing it without God and you're conjuring up your own belief saying that you are God. So if I speak it, I speak it into existence without God, it is witchcraft. It is witchcraft. The New Age movement, this law of attraction, believes that positive and negative thoughts bring positive and negative on your own through your own mind, through your own energy. The attraction and the magnetic patterns that you do will perform these particular things that you want. Oh, I'm going to sit. I'm going to manifest my husband. Let me tell you something. You know, I knew a friend that died because she wanted to manifest a husband. You do not want to play with the demonic, because if you touch on that, God is not in it and his hands is off of it, because you're doing it up on your own and not contacting, having a relationship with God and speaking to God and developing a relationship with God to ask him, what do he want for you? Okay? And I'm going to deal with scriptures on how you can speak things, okay, but not doing it on your own. You're doing it through the word of God. And so they try to intermix, stating, well, the Bible says if you have not because you ask not, and knocking the door will be open. And if you think of things, so it is. Let me tell you something. The Bible telling you to do this with God and not on your own. You're still seeking God on what and if, not you saying, well, I'm speaking it, I manifest it in social ID. That's not God. They believe that you can manifest and create your own reality. This is a New Age movement, okay? Many plans are in a person's heart, but it's the Lord that purpose that you prevail. And so I'm going to go ahead and let y'all talk on this because I have a lot to say, but Ann, I'm going to let you speak from this.
Oh, my God.
It will manifest. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They make you not want to say it no more. A pastor. You open the door. You sure do. I take a drink to that. It come out wrong. Right. And quick to listen. Listen. Not having itchy ears. And that's the thing. That's the thing, Prophetess Anna. A lot of them have an itchy ear. And you don't know that you're opening up demonic portals. Because the New Age movement now, and just the background of manifestness is by philosophical tradition. You know, if you look at the hermeneutics, the Greek goddess, and, you know, all of them back in the day, and the New England people that this derives from, they take a little portion of the Bible, this is what's so creepy, and mix it with Hinduism, okay? And so some of the scriptures that we as Christians, we say that's a part of, it don't have anything to do with it. They literally mix that so that they can make this New Age movement. And so much derives from that because we're being ignorant, not saying you don't manifestation, which could be a biblical thing, but you're using it for your own nature and making yourself your own God. Because if you look at it, Oprah, you know, that's one of her things, manifestation. This guy, Manifestations and Consciousness, he has a whole book talking about this. And if you look at it, they're trying to use little scriptures, but they're talking about their own manifestation through themselves if they think it. And so with that being said, a lot of things that I'm seeing, and Nita, you can go ahead and talk because this was one of your good ones when we talked about New Age movements before, and Anna kind of sounds just like you. I don't want that energy. But in scriptures that you can meditate on and make sure God is in it and not you doing it on your own. I manifested that thing. Wait a minute. So you're not giving God no glory? You're not giving God glory and you a Christian? You know what I'm saying? You're removing God and saying, I manifested that. That's a problem. And some of the scriptures, God does give us good gifts. That's one of the things that they use. He does answer prayer, but he's answering prayer through him. Okay? And one of the things is good to have a vision for your life. After all, God knows the plan he has for you. They are plans for good, not disaster, to give you future and hope. And so it's good to have a plan, write the vision and write the vision and make it plain. But it's not good when you're doing it out of your own strength and your own power. The Bible also says, fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, and worthy of praise. And so when they say, I put thoughts in my mind and make it manifest,
you know, that's when it goes into the demonic, okay? Because you do supposed to think things that are pure and good, you know what I'm saying? And you can speak things, but through God, through the word, you use scriptures, and that's your affirmations or scriptures. Make sure you're affirming on scriptures, and you on God's plan. You don't want to be manifesting things outside the will of God. And so be careful with that. If you're ignorant to it, you know, this is why we're explaining it and talking about it, because some people just ignorant to it because it's culture, and this is what's going on now. So be very careful with it. Nita, go ahead. Oh, the horoscopes, the horoscopes. Thanks. Yeah. My goodness. They gave me a headache. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Changing the scripture of speak things that's not as though they were. You get what I'm saying? And so that's the whole thing, but they said it without using the word of God, which is truth. They don't want God. And even with the horoscope, and I'm so sick of Christians with this, man. You see powerful Christians, you know, and that's one of the things that I hate about that, because you have so much knowledge, right? But you're so dumb. My dad, I only knew my dad for a couple of years, and one of the things he said, yeah, your sister, she's so smart that she's dumb, you know? And I'm like, why would you say that? But it makes sense. A lot of people are so smart, but, you know, they can be ignorant. And I wouldn't say dumb like he did, but they can be ignorant. And what we don't know, we're worshiping a sun god, you know? And the roots of astrology is ancient paganism. Okay, and so they worship planets as God. They worship stars and moons, and you know, and it's fellowship with darkness, though, you know. And the Bible says in Ephesians 5:11, have nothing to do with fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. And so we have to expose the enemy. And so many people are walking around ignorant, you know. And a lot of astrologers, they into New Age and tarot card readings and numerology and spirit guides. And, you know, and they consulting with astrology and the Bible. It's a trick of the enemy, though. Because when the Israelites was about to go to the promised land, Canaan, God warned them not to practice astrology. Okay? That's not your God. They worship the creatures more than the creator. And that's what you're doing. You're worshiping the thing. And he the one created it. Why are you worshiping something that was created by the all-knowing, the all-powerful God? You know, why would you worship that? And you have a whole God that created everything, but you prefer to worship it, you know, instead of the almighty God. And so, and this is the trick of the enemy. And a horoscope is something that we shouldn't even look at. I know people like, you know, it's people that were born in the same January or whatever. You know, we're born in January. And, yeah, we may have likes, but have you ever just looked at that as we just like the same thing and we're born in January and not as because we're Capricorns or Aries or Taurus or Pisces, whatever? You know, why do it have to be, oh, what are you? Well, I can't marry you because you this. What? That is so dumb. You missed your blessing because you're looking at a horoscope and fake astrology and fake things to come up with, oh, I can't marry that person because they were born on this day, and that's their horoscope. And so the Bible literally says this. If there are any found among you within any of your towns, the Lord God has given you a man or woman who does that evil in the sight of the Lord and transgressing the covenant and serves other gods and worship them, or the sun or moon and any of the hosts of heaven which I have forbidden. He said, don't touch that. I've given you this land. I blessed you. But if I find this divination and sorcery and all of these hidden arts that you're doing, you know, he said it's forbidden. And he will deal with you. Stop doing it. Worshiping these type of things and these sun gods is not of God. And in the Bible, several times it deal with it. Several things in the Bible. Isaiah spoke it. He said, let your astrologers come forth, and you believe so much of it. He said, let your little astrologers come forth, the stargazers. Let them make predictions month and month. He said, let them save you for what's coming. You'll fall down to your knees and talk to Jesus when all this stuff is going on. You didn't worship no sun gods then. You were praying. I know a lot of people that worship the sun gods, but it couldn't save them when a pandemic happened. It couldn't save them at all. What happened to your moon and stars? Did it tell you that it was coming? What you going to do then? Your little sun guys, let me look at my horoscope. Now it's in the newspaper. You can flip over your phone. You can go to Yahoo and boom, the horoscope just pop up. It's everywhere now. It's so demonic. Let me shut up. It's demonic. Stop doing it, saints. It's not of God. Let it go. Let that thing go because you opening up something that you can't close. You're going to need God himself to do it. Stop doing it. Even Simon, he was a magician. But when he saw the move of God, he left that thing alone and started following God. So you can repent. You can come from wickedness. You can stop doing it. Repent. And he was a great magician. But when he saw God move, you know, he was like, whoa, wait a minute. God do way more than I did with my little son, God. He left that thing alone and started following God, and he was a great man of God. So repent, all you little signers, repent. God can do far more greater than your little astrology and your little horoscope and your little manifesting and your little manifestation that you can't even manifest. Nothing. Because you need God at the end of the day. You're going to need Jesus. So, anything else y'all got to say? We almost hit in 2 hours. I already knew this was going to happen. Okay? Girlfriend talk and friend talk, you can't just cut it in 1 hour. It ain't happening. Because y'all got too much to say. Look, I tell y'all, not me. But listen, let us give shout out because they was tearing it up out here. Tasia was in the building. My sister Dee Dee was in the building saying, preach. Miss Lisa said that's a word. Corey, you know my husband. I love you, honey. Cedric, a boy. Cedric, turn it up out there. Sierra saying, wow. Sierra just all up in it. My niece is in the building. CC. Prophetess Jerry Robinson in the building. She said, Priest Brandy. If y'all didn't see that on State of the Church, oh, my goodness. Prophetess Jerry was in the building. She knocked us out, okay? She said it's too many people that's preachers that's really TED Talk. That's what you heard on Sunday morning. I literally fell out. TED Talk. Me and my husband still can't get over that. So she's in the building. Love you, Prophetess Jerry. We can't wait to come see you. Me and Prophetess Anna got our ticket. Nita and Tay ain't got theirs on thing, by the way. Yeah, I called them out, Prophetess Jerry. We coming. Sierra, you got to go with us. We come, we got our tickets, so Nita got to get on that. Look, I'm just going to call her out, but she going to do it. She been busy. We come, it's going to be a boatload of us, so get ready, Prophetess Jerry. We in the building. And so my niece, maybe my niece will come with me, too. She needs that. We need Sierra to come. Come on, y'all. We going to Houston. next year. And so, listen, guys, thank y'all so much. Do y'all have any last